it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Larry Bluestone, our South Florida High School insider, giving me updates up in Carolina. Yo, Central's up. Northwestern's up. Anyway, 30-21, the final. Northwestern takes care of Central. You said good chance they'll play again here, huh?
100%. There's nobody really in this region that's going to shake anything up. And, you know, what a classic setting. You know, I mean, the Saturday afternoon, kind of an hors d'oeuvre to the Miami FSU game, packed house. Northwestern is just a better football team right now. You know, I mean, but that doesn't mean that in 5 weeks or 4 weeks that things aren't going to change, because now you got to remember, up until last Saturday, Central has only played 3 games because they had all those games rained out. But in this last week, they've already made up 3 of them. So they went from 3 wins to 6 wins pretty quickly. And they really don't have anybody the rest of the way. And Northwestern doesn't have anybody. And the region really is not great. So, yeah, there's a great chance that their round 2 is coming up. And that's the one that's going to, I think, it's going to produce a state champion. And, you know, you could throw Jacksonville Reigns in there all you want. You did that last year. They came in here 13-0 and they got shut out. So, no, those are the two best teams by far in Class 3A. And, great setting, though. You know, I mean, you talk about high school football, and especially in South Florida, and, you know, you talk about athletes, you talk about, you know, rivalries, and that kind of epitomizes what, you know, what high school football is, and especially in Miami-Dade County.
All right. Boy, the other nice story, man, is this Dillard team. I thought, it was going to be a close game. I thought the old neighborhood and the old Soul Bowl, Ely and Dillard. Boy, Dillard just pounded Ely. My God, now 7-0. That surprised you a little bit? It was so lopsided?
Because last year Dillard had the better team and Ely beat him. But there was a lot of revenge, and, you know, that's one of those games. That's a Northwestern Central type of game in Broward County. A lot of split families, as we, talked to last week. But Dillard could wrap up the district title tonight. They play up in Palm Beach County against Dr. Garcia High School. That's in their district. And then they kind of, like, just, you know, cruise right into the playoffs. And, you know, everybody's talking about their rematch, because remember last year in the playoffs, they had American Heritage, I believe, 14-10 early in the game. But that's a district that has to be taken care of too, because tonight you have almost a survival game for Miami New Orleans, as they will play American Heritage tonight. It's a district game, and the winner, if New Orleans should win that game, that puts Archbishop McCarthy in the driver's seat.
Wow. This is unbelievable. This Archbishop story is truly unbelievable. How much better and how quickly they've been able to do it. It's incredible.
Well, you know what? When you do it the right way, and great coaching, and their facilities are like second to none. They're the only team in South Florida, maybe the only team in the state of Florida, has an indoor. So that attracts kids over there. And no, they've played extremely well. But like I said, they have Plantation tonight. If they take care of business, and New Orleans should come up with a win, that puts them very much in the driver's seat, to win. But I think, because the, you know, 4A, Class 4A is really not strong, I think, once again, all four of those teams, Plantation, Archbishop, Heritage, and Norland, all make the playoffs.
It's wow. Just, okay.
What do they do? Yeah, what do they do when they get in the playoffs? And last year, Heritage got hot, even though they lost Diabel last year. It was Malachi Tony that actually won.
I think we've heard that name a few times this year. Yeah, some people think he's the best freshman player in the country. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he definitely did. And, you know, before we go on, I just want to give a little shout out to St. Thomas Aquinas. They went overseas and they beat the NFL team, the
London NFL Academy. Yeah.
Yeah, 31-28. What an experience. You know, you just don't understand for 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids, you know, to go to a place where they, you know, they read about it, you know, and obviously in their world history classes and stuff like that, but get an opportunity. And, you know, Twan Russell, I mean, he's all about education, and being the athletic director, he kind of led the charge to make sure that the kids, you know, not only
great experience, man.
Yeah. Jeez, but he made sure. He made sure that the kids got a chance to see every site, and yeah, they won. Now they'll come back, and they closed with Chaminade, but their district too is pretty much, and they are in 5A right now. Orlando Edgewater is a team that I'm going to throw out there early on, in things that could be tough, and then Lakeland again. But a game that I'm going to tonight, and I know our Palm Beach fans always listen, is Delray Atlantic. Okay, they're undefeated, and they play for the district, pretty much a district title against Coconut Creek, who's 6-1.
Yeah, Creek's had a good year. Yeah,
they've had a great year, Joe. But not only that, you look at Delray Atlantic, and remember, they're the ones that had that 20-0 first quarter lead against St. Thomas in the playoffs last year. So, they lost a couple of kids, but they're undefeated, they're state rated, and that's the game I'm going to be going to tonight. I think it's going to be really, really good. Both teams are exceptional. Remember that Delray beat Norlin already this year, you know, pretty handily. So it's going to be interesting. And then another one of our Palm Beach teams, we got to get them in there as well. And this is courtesy of our good friend Lewis Oliver, who told me all about that Glade Central has a chance to win the district tonight to play against Fort Myers Bishop Moreau. The Raiders are 6-0, and he thinks that this is the best team they've had in a long time. So we got to give Belle Glade and Glade Central and Pahokee, who's 5-1.
What nice stories, man. It's good when the muck is good, man. It's good. It's good when the sugar cane is healthy over there, man. That 100%. It's good for business over there. They got great folks, and that football over there, it just seems a little bit more important than a lot of other places in South Florida where football's always important anyway. So it's a nice story. By the way, Delray Beach Atlantic, best team in Palm Beach, or do you like West Boca? What are you thinking?
Well, that'll be settled. That's a final game of the season. That's going to be a war. Right now, I would say Delray Atlantic, because they've had a tough schedule. They've had to play a couple of Dade County teams. Like, they played Norlin. And not to say West Boca had to play Bergen Catholic, and they've played some pretty good teams. So that's going to pretty much set it up. I think when we get to that game, that's the same week as Chaminade and St. Thomas. So it's going to kind of set things up. But, yeah, I'd have to go with them 1-2. And they certainly have done a good job. And I don't want to leave out, Glade Central now that they've kind of got back in the mix. And like you said, it's 100%. When the muck is going good, all is well. And both them and Pahokee will end the season. And they'll pretty much be, I believe, 9-0 and 8-1, which is
amazing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they are right back next to each other up there, too, if you haven't been up to see it. I mean, they back up to each other, and those games are really fun to watch. I'm glad I got the experience to see it twice. And go over there and see it. Yeah, that was really cool. Wouldn't go over real big with a wife, though, if I'm not back for, I got to be.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
No, Blue, you got it made, Blue. I mean, you tell the family going out the door, like, honey, back to work tonight.
Yeah, well, it's been that way for years. But the whole thing is next week you have the GMAC week, and that will match up a couple teams. A lot of people are upset because they didn't put Northwestern as the number one seed. So Central will play South Ridge for the overall title. Northwestern
that's a good one, man. That's always a good game.
and rightfully so, because Northwestern beat Central, so they should have been the number one seed, but I'm not going to take shots at the GMAC. I guess they had to do that.
It all take care of itself, Blue. Don't get upset about that stuff. That's just got to play who you play, man. Don't ever let that bother you, man. Don't 100%. Do that. Hey, we got enough problems with that Florida High School Athletic Association. What a bunch of frauds they are up there to start with. And the gutless cowards down here that don't support our schools more, that have a vote in it, shame on them too. But that's another day, man, another topic for sure, because we don't want to do that, mess up high school football.
Now, I know you're anxiously awaiting our top five because it changed.
Yeah, what do you got top five here in South Florida? I want to hear this.
St. Thomas will stay one. Northwestern stays in that two position.
All right.
Chaminade's at three. Moving Southridge up to four.
Okay.
6-0.
Fair.
You know, they came. You remember they finished that game with Columbus last Monday and they beat them. They came back and beat them. So Columbus has been a really big surprise this year. They're 2-5. But you never know, because they're still going to make the playoffs, so they could come alive there. And then the number five team's Miami Central with Dillard and Ice Harris's Matter Academy and Palmetto, West Broward Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons rounding out the top 10. So
you can't get a Palm Beach school in there, or are you just keeping them out on purpose?
Well, yeah, we'll keep those in Dayton Broward.
That's Larry Bluestein's list. I just want to let you know, West Boca, Atlantic, and the schools up there listen to us. I apologize. That was Larry Bluestein. Hey, Blue, thank you.
It would be tough. It would be tough for them to crack the top five. They may be in there right after that. So, but next week, you know what? I'm going to add the Palm Beach teams in there, and we'll do top 10. Just to save myself.
Blue, you're the best. Nobody can get mad at you except Uncle Luke. All right. Hey, Blue, thank you.
Let's not talk about that. That could be a documentary right there.
All right, Blue. Thanks, brother. Thank you, man. You are the best. You are the best, man. Nobody promotes high school football down.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.